Epilogue. Tom returned to England. He became a good officer and was popular with the sailors. 2 years after the mutiny, another British ship, HMS Pandora, arrived in Tahiti. The sailors from HMS Pandora looked for the mutineers from the Bounty. They found 14 sailors and took them back to England. But during the journey, the ship hit a rock near Australia, and some of the mutineers died. Other ships took them back to England. When they arrived, there was a trial. Mutiny was a very serious crime. 3 mutineers received the death penalty, but the judges decided that the others were innocent. The years passed. Tom became a successful captain and commanded his own ship. He wanted to know about Fletcher Christian and the Bounty, but there was no information. Then, in 1808, 19 years after the mutiny, an American ship came to the small island of Pitcairn in the Pacific. Captain Folger discovered a white man on the island. He was a sailor called Adams, the only survivor of the Bounty mutineers. Now he was old, and he had a family. Adams told Captain Folger the story of the Bounty.
"We took the Bounty back to Tahiti after the mutiny,"
he explained.
"Some Polynesian men and Tahitian women came with us, and we sailed here, to Pitcairn. We burned the Bounty. We didn't want people to find it, because we were afraid of punishment."
"What happened then?"
Captain Folger wanted to know.
"It was terrible,"
Adams said.
"We argued with the Polynesian men all the time. We fought a battle against them, and Fletcher Christian died. Some of the mutineers died in the battle as well, and we killed all the Polynesian men."
"But you're the only survivor,"
Captain Folger exclaimed.
"What happened after the battle?"
"It was the Tahitian women,"
Adams explained.
"They weren't happy with us, and they killed most of us. The rest died of illness."
Captain Folger brought the news about the Bounty to England. Now Tom finally knew the truth about his friend Fletcher Christian and the other mutineers. He was sad when he thought about his friend from the early days of his career. Then he remembered again the words of the old sailor at the port.
"That's one of the two things you must do. Learn everything you can."
"And what's the second thing I must do?"
"That's easy,"
the old sailor replied.
"Obey your captain."
It was good advice,
thought Tom.
Fletcher made a bad mistake when he mutinied against Captain Bligh.